Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Generation Y ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Listen to a bold new take on George Orwell's classic 1984 on Audible, starring an epic cast with Andrew Garfield, Cynthia Erivo, and Andrew Scott, and featuring Tom Hardy as Big Brother. Plus, a haunting original score by Matthew Bellamy and Elon Ashkari that takes this thrilling production to the next level. Experience an immersive listening experience like nothing you've heard before. This chilling tale of constant surveillance, thought police, and rebellion is more relevant now than ever. Big Brother is watching and listening. Hear why those who control the past control the future. Listen to George Orwell's 1984 on Audible now. Go to audible.com/bigbrother.
There are days like today where I am just too busy to get outside and go feed myself. And that's where DoorDash comes in. It's super convenient, and they bring the food to me. Also, I don't like paying delivery fees, so I have DashPass. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, all for only $9.99 a month. DashPass actually pays for itself in 2 orders on average. DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for DashPass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hello, everyone. If you're listening to this, it's because you want to hear a preview of an episode we have available on our Patreon. This is Aaron. Justin and I have been recording episodes and bonus content for our Patreon since 2017. That's right. If you join our Patreon at patreon.com/generationY, you can find hundreds of episodes. The other thing you can find is free content. So let's say you're not ready to join yet. Well, head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/generationY, and you can find content there that is absolutely free. It's simple to sign in, simple to join. We think you'll like it. Please support us directly by joining our Patreon today. Check out this free preview of Sarah Casey.
How you doing tonight, Aaron?
I'm all right, Justin. How are you?
I'm okay.
He's okay.
Well, I try to be positive. I mean, I never try to just be like, well, today was a total disaster. Anyways, I'm doing good because of our patrons and their support. And we're going to give them a case tonight that you've been talking about for quite a while. Some of the players involved really irk you, and you...
Some of them?
One of them. Yeah. This kind of goes along with the theme of our auto accident kind of cases that we've covered lately. So I guess with that, what are we talking about tonight, Aaron?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about a young woman named Sarah Casey, who unfortunately was killed when a car being driven by a Reverend Foose ran her over.
Randall Foose. Yeah, he was 57 years old, and he was a reverend at the Lord of Life Lutheran Church. And this is in Kennewick, Washington. Did I say that right?
Yes, my older brother lived there for a time.
Yeah. So obviously this is an older case, 2003. Now the Reverend, he was diabetic and he had had several, I guess, eye surgeries, if you want to put it that way, corrective surgeries for his eyesight. And he had numerous eye doctors and optometrists. I don't know all of the terms for eye doctors because I myself have had 20/20 vision my entire life up until a couple years ago, where now my nearsightedness is going and I haven't gone to an eye doctor. So
you're squinting at your phone.
Yeah, I had to get the pair of readers, you know, the little things you can just buy at Target or Walmart for $20. Yeah.
Can we get a picture of you with your readers on for the patrons?
Yes, but I have several pairs. So I'll put on the pair that I think makes me look the sexiest.
Bonus.
Because the other ones make me look like a dork.
So is that just for the $10 tier and above?
You know.
Okay.
That's just for the OnlyFans. I don't know.
Well, anyway, so we're talking about Sarah Casey and Reverend Foose, and this took place September 17th, 2003, which I think you said, but Mr. Foose was headed home after work. This happened about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And this is a road that he is very familiar with. This is a drive he takes all the time. By all accounts, this day was no different than any other day to him.
Now, he was driving home, and Sarah Casey was riding with Jennifer McDaniel. They both were on their bikes, and according to Jennifer, she didn't know what was going on, because she said one minute they were talking, and then the next minute she saw Sarah going through the air and then land right in front of her.
This is a four-lane road, so two lanes going, you know, south, southwest, whatever direction they're going, and then two lanes going in the opposite direction. So the two girls are in the right lane, riding next to each other, because they're talking back and forth. And I know bicyclists can be annoying and take up a lane on the road, but they're allowed to be there. They're allowed to take up a lane. They're not crossing over into the other lane. They're not, you know, they're not riding erratically. They're, by all accounts, talking to each other in this lane. And then next thing she knows, her friend Sarah, who's 19, is flying through the air. And of course, the man behind the wheel is Reverend Randall Foose.
Yeah, and some people call him Randy. There's a detective who responds to this accident, and his name is Randy, Detective Randy McCalmont. And he talks with Randall Foose. He says, "Do you know how fast you were going?" The Reverend replied that he was going about 40 miles an hour. But he quickly explained that the sun had been in his eyes and that he had tried to avoid the bicyclists. He tried to swerve around them. But see, Justin, he's not the only one that was around. There were cars in the opposite lane and there were cars behind him. And yeah, while not everyone saw everything, it seemed like most of the eyewitnesses were saying that he didn't swerve and didn't brake until after his car struck Sarah Casey.
Exactly. There was a driver behind him who did not see brake lights at all until after the collision. And a lot of the drivers all took notice of these two bicyclists. They all saw them. And so Randy, he claims that the sun was in his eyes and he's wearing his glasses, but then he has snap-on sunglasses that go over his regular prescription glasses. And he said in the time it took him to pick up these sunglasses and put them on his eyeglasses, that's how fast it went. And boom, he hits Sarah Casey.
A second officer arrives at about 4:30. He estimates, because he's checking out the scene, that Sarah became airborne and then hit the pavement and slid about 26 feet before she came to a stop.
She was hit by a Jeep Cherokee doing 40. I mean, we talked about that other case. The guy was driving that huge Ford pickup truck, you know, doing less than 40, probably maybe doing 30, 35. These vehicles are big. And if you get hit by something like that, doing any amount of speed, it's going to do some damage and kill you.
Well, this accident broke Sarah's helmet and knocked her completely out of her shoes. And she hit the ground. She was immediately unconscious. She had to be flown to a hospital.
And so the driver behind Randy, that lady actually pulled around Randy's vehicle and then parked her vehicle in between Randy and Sarah's body so no other cars or vehicles would hit her. So she like blocked the roadway with her vehicle.
Was that Miss Garza?
Yeah, that was her. And she knew that Sarah needed immediate medical attention. And she asked her friend, you know, what's your friend's name? And she said, Sarah. And they stayed with Sarah until EMTs arrived.
So here's the thing. There's this idea that maybe Mr. Foose here, this reverend, shouldn't have been driving because he had been seeing eye specialists and at least two of them had said, you shouldn't be driving anymore. It's not safe. But how many people, Justin, do you think respond with denial when they hear that?
Well, right now, my own mother is responding with denial about that. Nobody wants to lose their driving privileges. Nobody wants to lose their freedom of travel.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. But at the time, Randy does have a restricted driver's license because of his diabetes and his eyesight. So he is legally able to drive. He is legal to be behind the wheel. Of course, at the time, the police kept referring to this as an accident. One of the officers even liked Reverend Foose's eyeglasses so much that he asked, what kind are those? I want to get myself a pair. And so everyone seemed to be very, chummy with each other, if that's a proper way to put it. And they didn't seek charges initially because they said there was inadequate evidence for manslaughter or anything at the time. Isn't that right?
That's right. Once again, I would lean on what you've already mentioned in the past about it's very difficult to find fault when it comes to accidents involving vehicles. We already covered a case where the whole sunlight in my eyes, fog on the windshield, right? These things are said.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, that's an excuse. But I mean, are we supposed to track down everybody who causes an accident and throw them behind bars?
I have my own opinions about that. I'll share them at the end.
But I'm just saying, I can understand why it may not be such a simple thing to say, well, you struck and you severely injured this woman. We need to bring you in. Now, could that happen? Maybe in some areas of the country it could, but would it happen in most? I don't know. I don't know that it would, especially if the driver is a reverend. He's a clergyman. And how many people just say, oh, that's a man of God, benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not out to try and hurt anyone. He's just headed home. And there was an accident. It was a mistake. It's terrible.
He wasn't intoxicated. He wasn't in the middle of a diabetic attack. He seemed to be fairly coherent and with it at the time of this accident. But because prosecutors decided not to file charges due to lack of sufficient evidence, Sarah Casey's parents are now going to file lawsuits, right?
Right. And that's something that really highlights this case and I would say brings it back up into the view of the prosecutor.
They're trying to sue both the reverend and his insurance company for like $200,000 or something. And of course, they're doing this in civil court. And that's when prosecutors learn about all of these eye doctors who were set to testify in this civil suit, and they're going to give statements about him being a diabetic. He had failed eye tests earlier in 2003, and he had been advised to not get behind the wheel by some of these doctors.
Now, that's a real question, Justin. If the reverend is visiting specialists and he's being told by some of them that he shouldn't be driving, and for good reason. You know, I mean, there's obviously something wrong with his eyes. They're not just saying it because he's a certain age. No, there's actually things they're diagnosing. For one, he had a visual acuity measured at 20/60 in his right eye and 20/200 in his left eye. This was something that the state was presenting from Dr. Carl Brendan Zur. He's an optometrist.
And over the time, these numbers are going to change. You know, because his eyesight's going to get worse, you know, progressively worse, but at least at the time of the accident, that's what they estimate his vision was.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, when you hear numbers like 2060, 2200, and 2100, well, 2100 seems to be a very common acuity that is found when he's checked. I've also seen 2150.
Yeah. And 2060, 2050, those aren't bad numbers. It's, you know, for the one eye, it's okay, but it's the other eye that's way worse.
Yeah. It's his left eye. But he has other things going on. There's Dr. Belinda Batterick. She says that Mr. Foose had significant pathology going on with his eyes. And she said she saw hemorrhaging in his right eye. And she told him, you should not legally drive. But Justin, if they're saying you should not, you should not, you should not, that doesn't sound like you cannot.
No, because he still has his driver's license. He is legal to drive. So we have to say they're advising him against it. But yeah, it's not a legality thing at all. He can do whatever he wants until his license is revoked.
Yeah. All we can say is that of all the specialists that had looked at his eyes were getting worse and worse, and they were getting much worse by the month throughout 2003. But there's another person who testified, Pamela Bird, and she was the district manager for the Department of Licensing. She said in her years of experience, which are 10 years of experience, I should say, she had only known of one person who even attempted to get a driver's license with an acuity level of 2100. You just heard a preview of Sarah Casey, an episode from this very year on our Patreon. If you want to hear the rest, join our Patreon at patreon.com/generationY. Thank you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Generation Y podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.